Hey, this is Mike Zwick from If Not For God podcast. Our show, Stories of Hopelessness Turned Into Hope. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just seconds. Enjoy it. Share it. But most of all, thank you for listening and for choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
The following program contains sensitive content. Listener discretion is advised.
Welcome to Lantern Rescue, a ministry program dedicated to bringing light into the darkness of human trafficking. It's time to light the way to freedom. This is Lantern Rescue. We tell the stories, we talk about rescues, and we empower you to do something about it. William Wilberforce once said, "Let it not be said I was silent when they needed me." This is Lantern Rescue.
What a treat we have on very unique occasion today at the National Religious Broadcasters Convention with Lantern Rescue. We have two very special guests that are actually here in the floor of the convention center with me, both Anya and one of the pastors there in Ukraine, and chaplain for the services over there and the military service over there in the Ukraine. Is Anya and Alex. And so, Anya, welcome, and it's so good to see you again, because we've talked a number of times.
Yes.
On Land and Rescue, but so here we are, and the war is still going on.
Yes, it's just an honor for me to be here again with my pastor.
He is. And so, to introduce your pastor for us, for our audience, to know a little bit about Alex.
Alex, he is a senior pastor in the central parts of Ukraine, in a city named Vinnytsia. In our church union, we have seven daughters churches. When I'm saying daughter, it means that we send missionaries to different parts of Ukraine to start the churches from zero. And he is a senior pastor. Now he also a chaplain for army. And he is such a God's hero and warrior of God's army.
I can imagine. And so you're going to interpret for Alex to an extent, but I would love for the audience to hear Alex respond in Ukrainian. Is that the dialect, Ukrainian?
Ukrainian.
Right. And so I know our listeners would be very interested to know what I would like, you know, is for him to go to the front line, you know, to give our audience a sense of what the Ukrainian people are experiencing right now in Russia.
Ми хотіли би почути більше, от що люди переживають там на фронтовій лінії.
Кожен має свої переживання, але що їх об'єднує всіх разом, це те, що вони мають велике бажання, щоб ця війна скоріше закінчилась, і вони для цього роблять все необхідне.
All our people now, they experiencing all different kinds of stress and feelings, but all of us is unified by one desire to see the victory of Ukraine soon.
Звичайно, вони відділені від своїх сімей, і це також є одне з їх переживань, тому що сім'ї у когось за кордоном, а у когось десь в Україні, але де сьогодні більш спокійно. Тому їх переживання є за сім'ї.
A lot of our army, like soldiers, they are struggling with separation from their families. They are struggling with loneliness because their wives, kids, a lot of them living abroad because it's missile attacks in civilian spots and it's dangerous to stay on some territories of our country. Some of them moved to central part or to western part of Ukraine, and still our soldiers separated from their wives and kids.
От навіть вони втрачали дехто своє житло, тому що ракети попадали в їх житло, і вони зруйновані, їх житло, і вони сьогодні залишилися без житла.
A lot of civilians, they lost their houses, homes, because of missile attacks, and for one second they lost everything they had.
Один із солдатів підрозділу буквально на днях їздив додому, і він намагався хоч що-небудь привести в порядок своє житло, тому що біля його дому також взорвалася ракета, там повибивало вікна, двері, йому треба було щось робити. Він приїхав у відпустку, але його відпустка була це відбудова його житла.
And even for soldiers it's also struggling. Why is there fighting for the country? Their home could be destroyed. And one of my familiar soldiers, he went some kind of retreat on vacation for a couple weeks. And instead of being with his family, he was trying to repair his house because it was a missile attack in his house.
Wow. Wow. It's just that that's really helpful for us to know how to pray for these soldiers, because it's one at a time. You know, we don't think of the whole Ukrainian army. They're one guy whose family was bombed, you know, his children are where he doesn't know, you know, he's got no, and so it's individuals, right? That's the face of a Ukraine that really, you guys kind of came to the NRB to help the Christian church see that this is a personal thing. This isn't, you know, a political thing. This has to do with real life, what's going on for you guys every day.
Це не тільки політика, це і про особисте життя. От такі історії показують індивідуально життя кожної людини, яка сьогодні страждає, і дає нам можливість знати, як молитися за простих людей.
Так, в більшості ми воюємо не за саму там владу чи політику, навіть економіку нашої країни. Ми воюємо за свої сім'ї. Тому кожен, хто сьогодні там на передовій, вони розуміють, що треба робити все необхідне для того, щоб подолати цього ворога.
And for us it's also very important to know that we are not fighting for our governments, we are not fighting even for territories, we are fighting for our families, for the freedom of our faith. That's why we're still standing in that war, trying to protect our beliefs.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Absolutely wonderful. And so, as you guys have had a chance to be in America for a couple of weeks now?
У вас була можливість в Америці вже 2 тижні побувати, да?
Так.
Yeah, and can you kind of share what your experience has been, Anya, for, you know, having toured for the last couple of weeks and what you've come to see?
We have been in North Carolina with our friends and our teammates in Lantern Rescue. It has been a beautiful time to share experience with them, but also we came here to NRB convention. For us, it's a new experience. We have never been in such a place where so many Christians are gathered to share their beliefs and to discuss politics, discuss Christianity, theology, and all that questions. So for us to be here is representatives of our country to talk about the problems in our country and also the truth, which is not showed in social media. It's very important.
And so what truth would you want our audience to know that you don't feel like is being showed in social media?
Якою би правдою ви хотіли поділитися тут на NRB, на цій конвенції, яку не показують соціальних медіа?
Дійсність вона є в тому, що ворог прийшов на нашу землю в лиці росіян, щоб зруйнувати не тільки наші міста і села, а для того, щоб знищити наш народ.
The truth is that the Russian nation came invade our country in 21st century, invade the independent country, not just to take our territories, but to do that genocide against of our culture, language and nation.
Головна його задача – це саме знищення нашого народу, і ми це бачимо, що прояв цього, що кожен день вони десятки, 100 ракет запускають по цивільним об'єктам.
The proof that the Russian nation wants to destroy our nation is that they are sending missiles and rockets into the civilian spots where there are no any soldier. And they're trying to hit the targets with civilians, kids, vulnerable women. And this is the proof that they are trying to erase our nation.
Це не військові якісь частини, не завжди інфраструктура міст, а це прості багатоповерховки чи супермаркети.
It's just simple people. It's not infrastructure. It's not military objects. It's just simple houses with apartments, buildings with apartments where you can sleep at night. And because of Russian decision, you can die because of the missile attack.
Один із моїх знайомих, він загинув, коли він повертався, він відвідав свою сім'ю на Західній Україні, він повертався, йому треба було заїхати на станцію техобслуговування, і тільки він туди заїхав, цей час прилетіла ракета, і він там загинув.
And even recently, my friend, he was visiting his family in western parts of Ukraine, and on his way back, he needed to repair his wheel in a truck. He just stand there, and it was just simple station for repairing. Any military objects were there, but there was a rocket missile attack.
І таких дуже багато прикладів.
There are so many examples and stories of such a situations.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. It's almost unthinkable, some of the things that I've heard about what's going on, you know, from Mark and from you, and I heard actually today, and I had not heard this aspect before, but I was interviewing somebody else about the situation, and they said they visited a hospital that had 50 Ukrainian women that were all pregnant by having been raped by Russian soldiers, and so here they all were traumatized by these Russian soldiers that had just massively, you know, ravaged. It's unthinkable that you know, it just doesn't seem like anything that could happen in the 20th century, but for the 21st century, but here we are.
На жаль, складно повірити, що в 21 столітті таке може відбуватися. Сьогодні проводив інтерв'ю з людиною, яка відвідувала госпіталі 15 українок, зґвалтованих російськими окупантами. І складно уявити, вони всі вагітні від свого ворога.
Так, насправді вони роблять там такі речі, які людям, ну, тяжко зрозуміти і тяжко сказати, що це навіть людина таке може зробити. Це гвалтування дітей, гвалтування жінок, це гвалтування чоловіків, це знущання, на які здатні тільки звірі.
Unfortunately, it's hard to comprehend by our human mind that it could happen to such an enemy, because when they enter in the territory, soldiers of Russian army, they could rape not only girls, they are raping kids, men, old people, they are not thinking about anything, it's unhuman behavior.
Lantern Rescue is a USA-based organization that conducts international rescue operations for people suffering from human trafficking. Lantern specializes in sending former U.S. Special Operation law enforcement and intelligence personnel to partner with host nations and assist them in creating specialized units to combat ongoing security problems, such as genocide, terrorism, and human trafficking. As a nonprofit charity, they offer services free of charge to their host nations. Human trafficking has grown into the second largest criminal activity in the world, reaching an estimated $150 billion in annual activity. Lantern Rescue has developed rapidly to combat trafficking. Lantern operates through a trained international network in order to rescue women and children from sex and labor slavery, and facilitates holistic aftercare services. They're gearing up for operations right now, and you can go to lanternrescue.org to see how you can support them financially.
Yeah, and so as a pastor, right, and you're coming to very hurting people that really can't comprehend. I mean, my daughter or my wife or, you know, even my cousin, I would be just like, wow, how do you minister to those folks? I'm sure God gives you something, but I'm very interested to know how can we be compassionate, pray for you in that situation?
Я би був дуже просто збентежений, якби це сталося без моєї доньки, дружини, навіть з моєю племінницею чи двоюродною сестрою, але от ви як пастир розумієш, що стикаєтесь з багатьма ситуаціями, долями, душами, як ви особисто, Господь вам щось дає, поділіться цим, як я можу молитися за вас, як за пастиря, як ви допомагаєте людям емоційно.
Насправді, що я думаю, не тільки я як пастор, але віруючі люди, які сьогодні знаходяться там в зоні бойових дій, вони на передовій, багато наших братів і навіть сестер, вони воюють сьогодні з цим ворогом зі зброєю в руках. І нам дає натхнення, нам дає, заспокоює сам Бог нас. Я знаю, що якщо б не поміч від Бога, багато людей, вони б просто озлобились би, і вони перестали бути християнами, вони перестали би навіть вірити в Бога, бо те, що там твориться, дуже тяжко все це переживати, бачити, ну і розум не піддається якби нормальному стану, це дуже тяжко.
Our mind is not created for the war. That's why it's very hard to us mentally to live in a war condition. But still, I'm not alone as a pastor. We have the whole Christian family in Ukraine, and my brothers and sisters, they join the army to fight with a physical weapon. But also we have that people who is fighting with a spiritual weapon against this enemy. And if God would not inspire us, if God would not fill us with His love, if would we not come to Him all the time for asking for this love, we can allow this evil to live in our hearts. And a lot of pastors and our brothers and sisters now, they are struggling with this temptation to become angry, to let this bitter to live inside of our hearts. So we need this prayer about pure hearts for us to keep going in love of Jesus without angerness, but with His strength.
Якщо б не було там Бога серед наших військових, я думаю, що вони б стали такими самими звірями, які сьогодні є росіяни, які прийшли на нашу землю.
Unfortunately, if God will not be with us in this war, and He will not be with our warriors, our soldiers, we will become the same animals as Russians become without God.
Тому так важливо капеланам бути серед військових, щоб вони могли надихати людей і давати їм надію. Ми завжди кажемо їм, що Бог і церква, вони поруч, тому що ми там поруч з ними живемо неділями.
That's why the presence of chaplain in every unit is so important, and not just formal chaplain, but real believer chaplain, Christian chaplain, who will say that church is not just waiting for you, but the church is with you right now in my presence.
Oh yeah, what a difference that makes. Because right, you know, God can give you answers when it seems like there is no other way, and to actually, like you said, to have a believer, a chaplain, somebody who actually, you know, can call on God to come into the situation, which is, those things are unthinkable to our minds, but just praise God that he's provided that and continues to fight where, you know, in ways that I can't even... I don't want to, you know, my mind does not want to go to these places, but it's a beautiful thing that you are over here to both raise support for those who are listening right now, to pray, to give financial risk, you know, but mostly to get the message. In other words, as you pray, as you're listening today about what's going on and you're hearing things that like, man, I did not know that, it is to spread the truth. Right, to tell about what's talking about, so other Christians would know to pray, and then as God puts it on their heart to contribute to the cause, because you guys are feeding, I mean, in those warehouses and all that's going on you, right? There's a whole lot of resources that are going out every day that's being provided, right?
We know our warehouse, we're helping every day. We're working 5 days except Saturday and Sunday. And we have been helping 60,000 of refugees. We call them IDPs. It means internally displaced people. Because they didn't escape their country. They just moved to the central part where we are. But also we delivered, like we distributed tons of food and clothes to the villages on front line and to liberated cities. When Russia, like our national army liberating some village on the front line, my pastor as a chaplain with other chaplains entering that village as a second team, because we want to be the first who will answer on people's needs, which are living in basement under occupation for several months.
And have you had a chance to liberate several?
Me personally?
You know, I mean, no. Has he been going? Are we making progress, do you feel like?
Багато українська армія зараз звільнила території в Україні від окупації.
Ну, є звільнені території від окупації, але, на жаль, поки їх менше звільнених, ніж зайнятих туди, скільки вони просунулися. Але ми чекаємо цього контрнаступу, ми чекаємо, що в найближчий час ми зможемо звільнити ще більше територій, навіть прогнати ворога з землі.
We don't have so much territories as we want to have as liberated. And unfortunately, Russia have more occupied territories than we liberated. But we're looking forward of liberation because our national army is playing in the confrontation, like offending mission, because right. We want to go, and we will not defend their territories, we will defend our territories under occupation.
Right, so you've got an offensive to go back and get those territories that they're under that kind of...
Yes.
And, wow. And so, from what I understand, there's a whole team of chaplains that are part of your church, right?
У вас ціла команда капеланів, які є частиною вашої церкви?
Так, це як частина церкви нашої Вінницької, так і капелани є в дочірніх наших церков.
We have the whole union of churches in different cities. So it's brothers and sisters from our church, they become chaplains, but also we have the team and brothers from other churches in our union.
And so how many approximately churches or chaplains do you feel like you guys are connected with at this point?
Скільки у вас капеланів в команді?
Ну, якщо взяти усіх церков, це приблизно 15 людей.
If we will count all our churches, it will be at least 15 people.
Wonderful.
Прекрасно.
Wonderful. And so how long are you guys here before you go back?
Скільки ви вже тут будете ще до того, як поїдете додому?
Ми залишилося нам декілька днів, 27-го цього числа ми вилітаємо вже в Україну.
We're coming back home on 27th.
Oh,
May 27th.
Yeah, like it's Tuesday or Wednesday. Yeah, so
a couple days.
So are you have plans after you leave the NRB to visit somewhere else?
Ось є плани ще кудись поїхати в Америці, ну, відвідати якісь команди до перельоту?
Ні, ми тут залишимося до кінця на конференції, вже прямо туди ми полетимо. Спочатку там через Амстердам, да, до Польщі, а потім на потязі в Україну.
We will be here till the end of the convention. After that, we have a couple meetings in Orlando, and still we have a huge trip coming back home because we will fly through the Amsterdam, and after Amsterdam, we are going to Krakow in Poland, and in Poland, we're taking two trains to get the border, and after that, we are coming to Ukraine.
Wow. And so, as you've had a chance, you've gone and visited a lot of churches in America since you've been here, and
ви багато церков відвідали, ну, скільки ви тут в Америці?
Ну, церков відвідали ми не багато. Було більше на зустрічі особистих, десь сніданків, якихось інтерв'ю.
It's not a lot of churches because we are here only for 1 month, but still we had a lot of different meetings, breakfast with sharing gospel or teaching, Bible study. It was just awesome time for us.
It was? And do you feel like you got what you came for, so to speak, that you feel like you got, in other words, when you came over for this trip, what, you know, Maybe you can kind of tell our listeners what you were hoping to accomplish and kind of what
you На що ви сподівались, коли приїхали, чи ваші очікування, вони отримали відповідь?
Насправді, да, ми задоволені приїздом, і ті очікування навіть перевершені. І ми натхненні, ми відпочили, ми мали зустрічі. І саме головне, що ми могли сказати людям правду, ту, яку ми бачимо своїми очами, те, що сьогодні коїться в Україні.
For sure we had some expectations, but we received even more. We had rest, mental rest, emotional rest. We're not hearing air defense alarm here. But also we had a lot of good meetings. We met a good people which promised us that they will pray about us. And we had opportunity to share the truth about Ukraine and to remind about our country that we still need your prayers and your support.
Right. And it's really, really encouraging, you know, to me to see, you know, you guys get a chance to share what's really going on and the story. And you know, I've seen you on several interviews here at the NRB, so I know you've been on lots of different radio shows and TV shows and all those things that God's opened the door for. But as we just have a couple minutes left, I'm you know, what would you guys put on our hearts to be praying for? You mentioned several things, but maybe there's something else that God would have us be praying for Ukraine, for your ministries.
У нас залишилось всього 2 хвилини. Чим би ви хотіли поділитися, щоб молилися за Україну?
Ну, звичайно, що як вся Україна, весь світ сьогодні молиться, це за перемогу, яку ми очікуємо від самого Господа. Я в цей час, коли скільки в Америці, я дякую цю країну, дякую владу, церкву, яка підтримує нас.
We ask you to pray about the victory because we have these grateful hearts for all Americans who is praying about us. And we thank you for all kind of supports to churches and to organizations, even to government, which has provided us with equipment. But we still ask you to continue prayer about the victory.
Thank you so much, Anya. Alex, God, what an honor it is to have you guys here on the Lantern Rescue today.
This is the Truth Network.